Boo.
Well, I can't play your stinger on your show that you've just been talking.
I know. Lamont Cranston, I smell a Pride 48 scandal if Daniel and Rodan start a secret. All right, first of all, no. Rodan doesn't like to do a podcast, I don't think. I feel like, you know, here's the thing. I know that we kind of drove the AI-created music into the ground last week.
When you say we.
Me. I did. Yeah, it was me. It was definitely me. I feel like I did another one. Didn't I do a throw in? So here's what happened, just to give you guys a little context. Joe Batance texted me and said, hey, you can guest host for me on Throwing Down anytime. And because I had offered to guest host for Adam on Throwing Down.
Yeah.
And so Joe's like, oh, yeah, you can fill in for me on Throwing Down. And then, of course, the joke being that would basically just be the mix. And I said, I will, as long as Taylor fills in for Adam. So I made a song, Adam. I made a song.
Oh, okay. That would be just a completely different podcast. There would be no need to call it Throwing Down at that point.
Why? But it's Throwing Down with Taylor.
It's two different co-hosts. It's not even the same.
But it's Throwing Down with Taylor and Daniel. It's a different show. It's a completely different show.
No, I think what you guys should do.
Taylor and Daniel, we're here every week, sharing our lives and the dishes we tweak. From Disney delights to nerdy finds, cooking up stories, the fun never declines. Throwing Down with Taylor and Daniel, two voices together. We don't need no manual, from life's little moments to the meals we create. Join us each week. It's never too late. Taylor, the light boy, he's working on health. Counselor by day, spreading mental wealth. Loves blueberry jam, the sweetest he can. Daniel's our techie, Disney's biggest fan. Throwing down. Taylor and Daniel, two voices together. We don't need no manual. From life's little moments to the meals we create. Join us each week, it's never too late.
This song makes me think you need a corn field and then people popping up from behind the corn stalks telling a joke.
Hee-haw, yeah. That was
that's...
I'm surprised you got that.
Banjo playing like... Yeah.
I need to tinkle and I need to grab a beverage. I'll be right back.
You need to tinkle? Okay.
Yeah, tinkle. I'll be right back.
All right. We didn't say goodbye to YouTube. So if any of you were watching on the YouTube, we are no longer on the YouTube. But if you are not, but if you're on YouTube, you're not hearing this right now. So I don't know why I'm saying it, but there you go. I disconnected from the YouTube without saying goodbye to the old YouTube folks. The valves on this pocket trumpet are very noisy. Very noisy valves. Oh, he's still recording the Zoom. So I'll have to remind him when he gets back to stop recording the Zoom. So does anyone have any Memorial Day weekend plans? We are doing nothing, which is one of my favorite things to do, which I don't get to do very often because I stay so busy. I do, however, have to mow the lawn. Mark is going to a party tomorrow that I have decided not to go to because I've been to so many Filipino parties recently. And occasionally I get a break from it. So, but I'll probably just mow the lawn while he's at the party so that I can be done with that when he's home. We are doing a, Lamont is unpacking some more stuff. I only moved into the, Lamont, that is why you need a partner who is a task completer. both Maddie and Mark were similar in the fact that if they had a task to do, they are not, neither one of them are procrastinators. And I am a procrastinator, but my partners have not been historically procrastinators. So that is that. So when we moved, Mark would not stop until every single box was unpacked. No matter if I wanted to stop or like, you know, take a break or whatever, he just kept going and going and going. And then it was done like in a weekend or something. We were completely unpacked like the first week.
How do we get on this topic?
Lamont said that he's going to be unpacking some stuff. I said, what are you guys going to be doing for Memorial Day?
And, yeah, we're going to tackle the garage.
If you have that's one thing. So we do pay for movers, but I do not, I have never let movers pack for me. Because I don't want people, strangers going through my shit. Right. And I don't trust them to get everything, you know, the way that I want it to be packed. So we would always pack.
I don't even let the movers.
And then have movers.
I don't let the movers move my computer stuff. It's like they move everything else.
Oh, yeah, that too. I normally put the computers in my car.
Yeah, yeah. I take my computers with me.
Whatever, but.
I spent some money this week, Adam.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do tell.
I mean, it's not as fancy as fancy chocolate, but I subscribe to the Tom Merritt Tech Newsletter.
Oh, I see.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. I thought, you know, all right, I listen to Daily Tech News Show, and so these are, you know, Tom Merritt goes through all these news sources and pulls out like the top stories of the day or what are tech stories of the day. And then in his little daily newsletter, when you subscribe, you get, you know, all of his thoughts on all of these newsletters or all of these different news stories. And some of the things I was going to tell you is like, these are some of the top stories, but it kind of doesn't work for our show because I don't feel like you're going to disagree with these things. Right.
I can just or be ornery and just disagree just, so for like just for the hell of it.
Today's was don't worry about Google's awful AI search responses. So this comes from news stories where people are pitching a fit because the new Google search, if you go to the Google search page right this moment and you search for something, it will start up at the top. It has a, you know, their little Gemini chatbot. The AI is going to answer your question, right? Before it gives you any search results, a little AI block up at the top is going to give you answers.
Yeah.
So if you ask a question like, how many rocks should I eat per day? Right. The Google assistant was pulling from a source. They've taken it down now, but you can find screenshots of this. It's like the Google Gemini was basically pulling in articles from The Onion and stuff like that. And it was saying, you know, according to UC Berkeley geologists, people should eat at least one small rock a day. Rocks contains vitamins and minerals that are important for digestive health. So it's like, these are, you know, clearly, what's the word? Parody websites and things like that, that it was indexing as truth. And the internet was all, you know, a buzz. Oh, it's useless. I can't believe this thing is here. And it's like, then he goes on to, you know, Tom gives his level-headed view here, which I tend to agree with, which is, you know, yeah, it's going to get things right. We know this. This is ChatGPT. We know that these things, but they'll get better. But to say that everything it gives you is wrong is not true. But most of us know that it's AI, and whatever it tells you, you're going to go and check. You're going to go and double check because you don't necessarily know.
We will, but some people.
Right, some people want. But that's the point. But he's saying that it's just literally billions of requests are being made, and it takes a very small percentage of that to be wrong to cause hundreds of example, right? So if billions of people are asking questions to Gemini and it only gets 0.00001% incorrect, that's still hundreds of examples that are going to get posted on the internet, right? They're going to, you know.
Well, that and when you Google search.
Yeah.
When you just search.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that the articles and websites that you find have the right answer.
Right. But the point is, I'm going to defend Google here because I agree with him that this is just a case of people are just trying to find things wrong with this. And it's like, yeah, okay, so an AI thing, you don't have to pay attention to it. You still have your search results below it. You don't have to, worry about it.
Some people were like, well, on my phone, the AI result takes up the entire screen. Yeah. So I have to scroll to get to the links.
Oh my God. But someone at work, when we were rolling out, Copilot for Microsoft 365 at work, and there was somebody the other day from some weird department that was like, is there a way that we can have the Copilot not summarize the meeting? Like if any meeting I'm in, I don't want AI in there listening to what I'm saying. And it's just like, what the fuck? It's just like it. Anyway, a lot of the stories this week there's been a lot of announcements this week in the AI front because Microsoft Build was this week. And so there's been a lot of announcements.
Call me a tech optimist. If you must. But one thing that I, and Mark makes fun of me because he's like, oh, you're just a Mr. AI now, whatever. But if we were to look back at where we started with technology and like where we are today, I mean, the things people take for granted today are amazing. And this is, there have been major breakthroughs in this technology. It's not perfect, but it is, I see it as being like the start of a new age,
absolutely.
Whatever. And so, sure, it's not perfect, but I'm just very, I can't think of the word, but I'm just optimistic it's going to, lead to all of us to lose our jobs. And
one of the things that people are really having a fit about on the internet is Microsoft announced as part of Build that they're working on a new feature called Recall. This is a case of it watches everything that happens on your computer all day long. It's taking like periodic screenshots of your computer, like once every 30 seconds or something like that. It's how it's populating its database. And it's storing it on your, it's not sending it to the cloud. It's storing it on your computer locally. This is just, it never leaves your computer. It's just on your computer. But what the Copilot Recall will do is you can say, I saw a video the other day about, a woman who sold an egg, right? Because like how many times have you been trying to remember, find a link to an article that you read the other day or find something that you brought up the other day. This will actually go through that little semantic index there and go like, oh yeah, here's the video here it is right here. It's like, which to me sounds fucking awesome because I click on a lot of news links every day. I click on a ton of news stories and I'm always saying, I don't remember where I saw this, but I heard blah, blah, blah. So to be able to ask, hey, where did I hear about this? And it brings up the websites that I actually went to. This to me is a godsend, especially someone who's terrified of showing signs of Alzheimer's. It's like, this is a godsend. It's like to be able to have that kind of help in recalling things. But there's people out there that are just completely, oh my God, it's Big Brother is watching us and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, I'm so annoyed. I'm so annoyed with people.
There was a project called Stuff I've Seen.
Yeah, but that was an actual hardware device.
25 years ago.
Yeah, but that was an actual hardware device, right? That you wore around your neck that took pictures?
Kathy Marshall is, it was some lady named Susan Dumay.
Oh, no. No, I've not. It was software. No, I've never used that. But, having Copilot built into everything right now, it'd be really nice. It indexes, so this goes beyond indexing your local content, actually is taking screenshots of the things that are crossing your eyes, right? So that you can, I was just working on a section of code where I was, where I had to take this statement out. Where was that? And it's like, oh, okay, here. This was where you were at. This happened the other day. Here it is. They also announced some new PCs. So they're going to be adding in the NPM, the neuroprocessing module instead of the on top of the CPU in some of these new Copilot PCs. And of course, predictably, the very next headline, Microsoft Copilot feature is a privacy nightmare, right? They're going to do that. They're really integrating a lot of the OpenAI. They actually had Sam Altman was at the Microsoft event. He was at the keynote on Build. He actually was talking about the new, not the ChatGPT 4.0 Omni that just got released, but actually about the future, you know, what they're working on past that. And it's, you know, it's going really fast. I mean, there are things that are fundamentally going to change. And I think they're going to change for the better. So
This new Mac, it drives me crazy. It will not take the input from the switcher. It just, the camera just freezes up. I think I need to switch the cable.
Okay.
I ended up buying these really expensive Apple lightning cables to try to fix this problem.
No, Archer's not still here, or else he could tell you about how great the Apple cables are.
Well, I was like, you know what? If I buy them from Apple and they don't work, then, I mean, if they don't work from Apple for an Apple product, then nothing is going to work.
Have you heard about this Kathy Bacon podcast?
Well, I mean, I saw some posts on Twitter or whatever that she was setting up a mixer.
All right, there is no there's no product called Twitter, so don't know what
there. It doesn't matter. So many people call it Twitter still.
That doesn't
it's
make it right.
Just me, journalists, people like a lot of it. Why do you care? It's Elon Musk. He renamed it. Elon Musk.
I care because I used to like Twitter. And so by you calling the thing that exists now Twitter just pisses all over that. No, it's not. It's a piece of crap.
What, you think they went in and like rewrote the code, all of the code? Like there is nothing of Twitter left?
They're not doing any kind of like spam protection or any kind of things. Like it's just garbage on there now. It's like half of it is just ads.
Oh, Gordon Bell died a few days ago. He's the guy you were thinking of with the camera around his neck.
Oh. No, I was thinking there was actually a hardware device a couple of years ago that would take a picture every 30 seconds. You wore it around your neck, you know, like a bracelet or like a necklace, and it would take a picture every 30 seconds and then it would index your day or whatever. There was no AI component to it. It was just literally the every day it would take a picture every 30 seconds and then you would, you know, USB that to your PC and it would upload the pictures to a website or whatever. Yeah, I don't remember what that, if I had Copilot Recall, I would ask what that was. But anyway, the newsletter though, it's pretty good. I'm not unhappy with it. I paid $72 for the year and I get a 5 day a week, directly to my email. Like here are the top five story, you know, tech stories of the day, and here's some things that I think about them. So I think that's
also that's Cyclone in the chat room is saying Super Size Me guy died.
Yeah, and Taylor was just talking about him on Plasma Copilot. I literally messaged Taylor today and said Morgan Spurlock died.
He's when like, someone dies, instead of typing it in the chat room, could you like call in? I don't know.
Exactly. Taylor is saying that he and Taffy on the next show are going to talk about Donald Trump. So, because they talked about Morgan Spurlock and then he died. So they're going to talk about Trump in the hopes that he'll die.
I see. So, yeah. I see. Okay. Well, I think Trump is going to just live forever. He's like the, you know, he's the...
Oh, you'll find some fucking loophole to get
Harry
out of debt.
Potter.
Yes, exactly.
And Harry Potter was the wizard, the bad guy's name. He's like Voldemort.
Exactly. It's just like he'll find some fucking loophole to get out of death. And but yeah, let me tell you, it's kind of scary because these people that are dying are like around my age. Like Morgan Spurlock was younger than me. He's like, he's 53.
And am I going to show up one Friday night and just there's going to be silence from your end and it's you're just going to be gone? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm the one that starts the Zoom meeting, so where would you show up?
Well, I'll still be sitting here at my desk. I'll be in the chat room.
Honestly, I feel like Morgan Spurlock died of cancer. I feel like he was struggling with cancer.
He did die of cancer, as everyone does, or most people nowadays. And
Everyone dies from a lack of oxygen to the brain. Like that's the actual cause of death for every human being is lack of oxygen to the brain. Now, how that happens is wide and varied, but I saw this article today on the New York Times. Now I got to find it. It basically had to do with how many lies that Trump tells at his rallies and how it's exponentially increasing now. He just keeps repeating these things that have been debunked 1,000 times, and it's working. Like, these people are believing this shit. Like, there's some percentage of the public right now that still believes that the 2020 election was stolen. Right? It's like, let's see. Let me find it. You can talk because I'm reading, trying to find the
well, thing. I don't know what I mean. Yeah, there are stupid people in the world that believe shit, and I don't know why, because they're ignorant, I guess. Who knows? Because they just want to believe. I think it's just because people want to believe.
Do people really hate brown people that much that they're just willing to just completely throw everything away to listen to some guy?
This is a completely different topic, but it's related to you saying do people hate brown people. So I'm going to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, a lot of people hate brown people, but
yes.
But what I was going to say related to that, not really, but kind of. Today, we are going to have a series of learning sessions that I'm setting up for my products at work.
Yes.
And in the past, those things have been called brown bags.
Okay.
Because people would bring, I think it's because like you would bring your lunch in a brown bag or whatever the case may be.
As a kid, so if you brought your lunch from home, you brought it in a brown bag. Yes.
So I said, I published a blog post with like all of the dates of all the brown bags that we were going to do.
Yeah.
And my engineering director says to me, he says, hey, could we change the name of these sessions? Could we pick something other than brown bag because of the negative connotation with brown bag? And what I was wondering is, does the term brown bag like have some sort of racial, like, because I feel like I'm always putting my foot in my mouth with things that I say, but I didn't realize that that was something. Or is there some other reason at my company that maybe people don't think brown bags are like worth attending? And so he just doesn't want us to call it. I didn't ask him, is this a race thing? But I don't know. Like, is brown bag now like a, are we not allowed to say that?
So apparently, and this comes, I did not know this. I thought it was, as everyone here is repeating, that the brown bag comes from brown bag lunch. However, a brown bag custom began in the 20th century where a brown paper bag was placed at event entrances or merely held up to a person of color. If their skin color was darker than the bag, they were not permitted to enter or participate. That is from...
We've called these things brown bags for years.
That doesn't make it right, though.
But I mean, no one has ever said to me before. Right.
But that's the thing. That's what makes this so fucking insidious. Is that the reason no one's ever said that before is because they were minorities that this was being done to, and those people aren't really listened to. So what you're hearing, it's an echo chamber thing. But it's like, yeah, that's hideous. That's horrible, right? So this is saying,
it is.
I don't know where. All right. let's see. Within the black community, colorism is exhibited. Many slave owners, slave owners gave preferential treatment to those whose complexion was a lighter brown and often their unclaimed children. I did not know that they actually used a brown paper bag to do that. That's horrible. That's horrible.
So I always assume, well, I feel like people who, whoever came up with the word brown bag learning session or whatever,
to me,
was thinking of bringing your lunch in a brown bag.
Yes, and exactly. So what I would do, because it's not a big deal, I would just be like, yeah, sure, let's call it lunch and learn. Like, let's just...
Oh, well, it's not at lunch. And so...
Doesn't matter.
Well, I came up with another... Well, actually, our AI assistant came up with another. We're going to call them discovery sessions.
There you go.
So...
And it's like, it's one of those things, it's like, okay, it might be like eye rolling to go like, oh, this is something we've always said and it's not racist and I can't believe that I have to change it.
Well, I don't even know if he was implying that it was racist.
But the point is that a simple Google search shows me that, oh yeah, it actually was used as a racist thing. And it's like, you know what? It's not that big of a deal to change the damn name. It's not like I'm not going to die on that hill of like.
No, I changed it. I didn't.
No. I'm saying.
I was just.
But I feel like that's the difference between me and a Republican. I feel like a Republican would be, I'm going to die on this hill. We're going to call it a brown bag lunch. You know, we're going to call it the brown lunch or whatever.
I don't care. I was just like, oh.
You could just call it a bag lunch, and there's no connotation.
Is that a thing that's offensive that I didn't realize was offensive?
Well, now you know, because I didn't know either.
Now I know, and knowing is half the battle. GI Joe.
Well, it's some percentage of the battle. Some, 45 to 55% of the battle, probably. Where is this stupid thing? I can't find the thing about Trump's lies and how he's in his campaign speeches lately. He's just been doubling down on these things, but. It's really very annoying.
Oh,
I need to I forgot to do this.
Recording stopped.
We know that. Oh, I was going to remind you and I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know he lies. That's like common. It's not new.
Yeah. And the thing is there's no accountability for any of this. There's no repercussions for anything that he does. And that's the thing that I find the most annoying. Like, that's the thing that I find the most maddening is that he's clearly doing things that are illegal or very, very close to illegal or, you know, just abuse of power, just things that, you know, and we don't hold him accountable for anything. And when we do try to hold him accountable for these things, you know, there's a whole half of the country, well, not even half the country, but you know what I'm saying. There's a whole right-wing media out there that's just screaming bloody murder about how dare we put him on trial. There was a whole thing the other day in one of his cases, the classified documents cases or whatever, where he was spinning the idea that Joe Biden was wanted the FBI to assassinate him. Like, so because... One of the documents that he had said that, you know, the FBI or law enforcement should be ready to use deadly force to protect blah, 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 which is boilerplate language, is basically saying that, you know, the president's involved. And so if someone were to try to kill the president, they're going to kill that person, right? It was just boilerplate language. It had nothing to do with Trump. It had nothing to do with shooting Trump or killing Trump or whatever. But it's just so frustrating to me. And Auntie Scott is saying that I'd rather hear you talk about Big Fatty. Okay. And here's my theory. And I this is going to annoy Auntie Scott to no end. I wish we had another candidate than Joe Biden. I really do. It's like, I love Joe Biden, but he's not a great candidate. Right now. It's like, I just...
He's old. I'm going to vote for him.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll totally vote for him. I absolutely will vote for him.
Okay, this is... I'm just going to say this, and I don't really want this to happen. I just want to state that right now. What I said to my therapist earlier today was, there is a part of me, albeit a small part,
yes,
that thinks... You know, if Trump won, at least we would just get it over with. Because he is not going to stop running until he wins or dies. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the two things. And like we said, he is not going to die. So I don't want him to win, but I'm just saying it would rip the Band-Aid off and get,
but that's just such a wrong. It's like hold him accountable for his shit and send the man to jail, and or the very least put him on house arrest and not allow him to have, you know, any kind of computer. Like there are computer hackers that aren't allowed to ever like look at a computer. It's just like, I feel like with all the shit that he's spreading and everything, if he gets convicted, it's like, all right, you're on house arrest and you're not allowed to post anything on the internet ever. Like that's it. You're no longer allowed to post anything on the internet.
But with so some of the things that happened while he was president that we didn't think would ever happen or could whatever.
I know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he won, if like he is able to somehow change the laws so that he could remain president, like some dictator.
Yeah, like Vladimir Putin, or which is exactly what Vladimir Putin's done, right? Is like every time that he comes up against term limits, he runs, instead of running for president, he runs for whatever the you know, there's another position in Russia that's kind of like equal to the president. And so he runs for that. And then he has that for two terms and then he switches back. And now anytime anyone runs against Putin, they magically die. It's like they disappear or they die. And it's just like, yeah, he's, and that's what they want. That's what Republicans are just, they love this strongman bullshit stuff.
But unfortunately, I don't know who could be successful as in the way that Trump has been successful other than Trump. I mean, there are politicians who are trying. I feel like once he's gone, like, I don't know that I know the Republicans will try, but I don't know that they will be as successful.
Do we have any Asimov fans out there? Because to me, Trump is like the mule. He's like this weird anomaly where he just doesn't fit any of the models. He doesn't fit any of the, and he's somehow able to get people to go against their better judgment to do things. And, it's just, yeah, it's great. Let's switch topics, Adam. Let's talk about something else. I wanted to,
shall we?
I made a prediction on this show. Now you remember, Adam, well, actually I made a prediction on the mix. A device came out from Spotify called the Spotify Car thing. Do you remember me railing and just ranting about this piece of shit? It was like a little head unit. It had a wheel on it, but it worked with Spotify, but you had to have your phone and your phone had to be paired to it. So it was just like a control. I was like, what is the use case for this? Right. It's like, if you have Bluetooth in your car, which is what this requires, then why wouldn't you just pair your phone to the Bluetooth and play Spotify on the app? Like you have a lot more control on the app than this little weird card thing. Anyway, they stopped making it. It only they only made them for like 8 months and they stopped making them a couple of years ago. But now they just announced this week that it will stop working altogether as of December 9th. So at December 9th, they're shutting down the APIs to it and everything like that. So it's like if you had a car thing, it is you're out of luck now. So for the dumb people that bought the car thing, this is your day. But I called this, Adam. I called what a stupid product this was.
I'm glad that you got something right, Daniel. I feel like I don't often. You needed a win.
I don't often. I do not get things right often.
And it's because you started getting your news from Tom Merritt. You subscribed to the newsletter and now you're much more informed.
However, I mean, I read the story about the car thing before. True. Tom Merritt. I was behind on podcasts, and so I was listening to Cord Killers from several weeks ago, and he was talking about his tech podcast, his tech blog, so his newsletter.
He promotes that on the morning stream every week. What are you doing for Memorial Day weekend?
I think I told you we're gonna tackle the garage.
I don't recall you saying that. So you're going to clean the garage.
Well, I mean, organize it, right? Yeah. The garage exists today as it did when the movers just put things in there, and you know, where the garbage cans are is not in a convenient spot, but we can't move them because we have things in it. So we just basically need to take some stuff to the dump. that was there from before, and then we'll have room to put, you know, the Christmas tree is taking up space. You know, it's like, we just need to reorganize the garage. So we're doing that. The last thing that we have to do with the house, from a packing or an unpacking standpoint, is we have all the artwork that we had from the old house is just...
Oh, you still haven't put that up? Yeah, it was also on the floor when I was
it's
there.
It's just, it's up against the wall in the great room, uh-huh. like all the art. So we need to, at the very least, decide what artwork is going to go into what rooms.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to... I find this to be a little bit ridiculous, but this is just me.
Yeah.
Because they want to theme each room a different theme. And so they have to pick the themes for the rooms so that then they can pick the correct artwork that matches that theme. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is why it has not been done yet, because you haven't themed the rooms yet.
Okay. So that's on the list. And then I think the final thing that's on the list for the weekend is we are going to maybe go buy a dining table. So we can't really host a game night here because the only table we have is that little pub table, the little four-seater pub table.
Yeah.
So we want to get a table for the dining room that has ample seating and, you know, has leaves in it.
So are you moving the pub table into the great room or something, or into like the little area that could be for a dining table and then putting a larger table in the dining room, or?
No, I think we're just going to put a larger table in the dining room.
And get rid of the pub table.
Yeah, and get rid of the pub table. We might keep the chairs.
The great room, Kathy Marshall.
Great room.
Great.
Great room. I think
great.
I think what we decided to do in the great room was to just put in some seating. And I was looking at our living room or the TV room, and I was like, do I want to get like an L-shaped couch and then put this couch that's in there in the great room? It's like, you know, put a different... Because the place where our TV is there's wasted space in there because, you know, the couch sits in front of the window and then Zach's chair is next to it and there's some tables next to it, but there's still empty space next to that. So it would easily accommodate like an L-shaped sofa, you know, over in the corner so that we'd have even more seating in there. But yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. I would find it hard to believe that we won't end up at a furniture store this week simply because...
You know, Memorial Day is... they have a lot of sales stores.
Also, we just recently got from our old mortgage company, I guess we overpaid by like $4,000, so they just sent us a check for $4,000. And our old homeowner's policy, they sent us a refund of our remaining, you know, so we got like a $1,000 check from the insurance company. So we have like $5,000 extra that we'd already divided up the money that we got from the sale of the house. So this is like, so I was like, it would be a good time. So we don't need to finance the table or whatever. We could just buy the dining table and the seating, you know.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about how do we put it on credit or whatever. It's like, we can just do that. So, yeah, I would find it surprising if we didn't go to the furniture store this week. And also, where there's this guy near us that we've been chatting with, and we met him briefly at Disney one time. Were you here when we met Nick? No, it was somebody else. Anyway, lovely guy and very nice. He's British, but he's lived here for like 10 years. But anyway, we've been chatting with him, and he we're supposed to get together with him for drinks or food or something this weekend. So it hasn't been locked down.
How old is he?
Oh, I think he's in his 30s.
Huh. 30s British guy. The cute?
I mean, in a British way.
I do like a British boy.
36. I don't think you would think he was cute.
Oh, okay.
Like,
he's cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
think a lot of people are cute. I mean,
so we're supposed to maybe do something with him this weekend. And then there's a bunch of other people that Zach has been chatting with that want to meet us or have drinks with us. And we've met so many. Oh my gosh. It's like I'm losing track of the people that we're meeting. You're not getting a pony. No one is getting a pony. Your choices are a proven older workhorse and a loud squealing pig. Like I said, Auntie Scott, I absolutely will go out and vote for Joe Biden. I have no problem voting for Joe Biden. I will vote for Joe Biden. My fear is that my fellow countrymen are not. I feel like there's this hideous smoke alarm that's going off over here that they don't want to go towards. That would be Trump. And then there's, you know, their grandpa sitting in the other room that they don't want to talk to. So I think they're just going to stay home. You know what I'm saying? That's my fear, is that a lot of Democrats are just going to stay home. As the liberal party, we tend to follow our hearts, which is why, you know, Obama was so successful, right? Is we fell in love with Obama. We fell in love with Clinton, right? We're very much lead from the heart kind of a party. And when you have, you know, a candidate that, here's the thing. If Joe Biden died tomorrow and Kamala was the candidate, I think people would really be in you know, energized about that. I feel like Kamala Harris is amazing. She's, you know, and it would be great to have a woman's perspective. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's so many things that I love about Kamala that.
Yeah.
But what?
Buttigieg would be a problem because he's gay.
He's not a problem for me.
Not for us, but I mean, we can't even elect a woman in this country.
All right, no, let's not get, we couldn't elect, we've only ever nominated one woman for president of any party. And just because she lost doesn't mean that you can't ever elect any woman. She had her own baggage that she brought with her, right? She was from a legacy family, right? And I think a lot of people, aka a lot of people like me, are very uncomfortable with legacy. Oh, I forgot.
Weren't you one of the ones that didn't vote for her?
I did not,
because you. Oh, that's right.
However,
I don't want to start this.
No. Sorry. However, at the time, I lived in Connecticut. If I lived in Florida, I absolutely would have held my nose and voted for her. That's not. Anyway. Let's talk about Big Fatty. Big Fatty doesn't listen to this show. And, so it's kind of hard to say things about Big Fatty here. I feel like,
yeah, because if you talk about somebody, you want them to hear it.
Yeah.
And then mention it on their show.
Yeah, exactly. That's the oldest trick in the book, man. Did when you recorded Throwing Down, did he play the new theme songs?
He did. Yeah, both of them. I think. Yeah, both of them. Because he didn't actually, the one that he played, I don't know if you recommended one and said, this is the one you should play or whatever. But the one that he played first, he didn't like very much. But the second one that was more country sounding, he liked better.
Okay.
But I don't know if you had recommended one specific one. But he liked the country one better.
I said them both.
Yeah. We played that, and I probably talked some shit about you again because that's what I do.
I'll hear it.
You know, on Throwing Down.
That's it. Yeah, it's the talk shit about Daniel show. I've been playing with Suno. I wish I knew how many songs I have generated. Like for that Big Fat, did you hear the Big Fatty song that he played on his show?
Yeah.
So I think I went through 20 different iterations of that song until I got one that I liked. Like there were a lot of misses. There were like
Welcome to the fat cave, it's Big Fatty time, and the elderly gets out on jet. It's prime, retired from the coal mine, now podcast away with younger children. Welcome to the fat cave. Welcome to the Fat Cave. It's Big Fatty time and elderly. Welcome to the Fat Cave. It's Big Fatty time.
It just never. I don't know.
Why does.
So,
I mean, that one was better than the other ones you play. Well, I want to know why all of the vocals from Suno sound auto-tuned.
Yeah, I mean,
they all sound auto-tuned, right. Like all of them, like a lot auto-tuned.
Yeah, No,
like,
I agree.
Do you believe in love, life after love,
no, I agree.
Share auto-tuned?
I agree. Like, but this is like the version 3 of their image, of their model. They just, I don't know if you read the stories this week, but Suno just secured like $35 million in funding, or $35 billion. I don't know. A lot of money.
There's a big difference between $35 billion.
I know.
And
I don't know.
Billion, huh?
They raised a lot of money. They raised
a lot
of money.
$35. Maybe it was $35,000.
Oh, it was me. I paid them $70 for the year. Yeah, there was like a lot of fatties that I did. I think finally I settled on. I don't even remember which one I settled on. It was a disco one, right? It was a.
That's the one you.
Yeah, this is it. I'm very happy about that line because I wrote it. Talking about his day, quiz shows, and pills.
I figured. You would that you wrote the lyric. I think he said you did.
So what I did was I trained an LLM to be a Big Fatty expert. So I gave it all the information about Big Fatty and his, what he talks about on his podcast, and his characters like Young Nicholas and Poodle McNoodle and Granny and Pocketbook and stuff like that. And then I said, okay, now write me an intro to this. And it wrote it. And then I didn't like some parts of it. I'm like, yeah, can you drop this? And can you change that? And so it finally got to the, you know, to a form that I liked. And then I took that and I actually rewrote some verses just because they were tripping up the AI. So yeah, I think I did like 25, 26 versions of Big Fatty online on, thing, but here's some of the things that for no reason whatsoever I did on Suno. So here's number one. See, that was a song about my cats.
I know that they like twist ties because when I visited, there were twist ties all over the floor.
Yeah. So this is one I gave it this prompt. I was just like, this is a guy that gets like everything that he ever wanted for his birthday. You know, like the latest gadgets and clothing and gift cards, whatever. But he really just wants to go to Disney World. So bright, friends and family gathered to celebrate his night. He got the coolest gadgets and clothes that fit just right, but something deep inside him just didn't feel quite right. He just wanted to go to Disney World, where the magic never ends and dreams are. Sky. I've been humming that stupid chorus like all week. He just wanted to go to Disney World. I wrote a song.
Well, that one sounded less auto-tuned than the other ones.
Yeah.
So
it's I'm really enjoying it. I mean, this is the worst it's ever going to be. Right. When you think about it, it's like, you know, it's like they just secured a big round of funding. I bought a year subscription. And so I get, you know, credits refresh every month. And it's insane the number of songs that I've generated.
The number of songs that you're going to hear from Daniel over the next year.
I'm so sorry.
Get ready.
I'm so sorry.
Get ready because it's coming. It's coming.
But what I'm hoping is, I'm hoping that they're going to, in the next version or so, that they're going to, they'll split out the tracks. You know what I'm saying? So that you can have a multi-track recording. So you could have like the drums on one track and the, you know, these instruments on another track and the vocals on another track. So you could go back and re-record pieces on your own. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that would be cool as hell, right? It's like, give me a little tune so that I can write.
Well, there are. I saw one of the YouTubers that I watch. I don't know if this, I guess this is AI, but I'm not really sure. But it's AI. There are apps where you can, or software, where you can generate a voice and like use it as your backup singer or whatever. And you can actually go in and adjust the pitch and like do all this stuff after the fact. So it like creates the vocal and then you can tweak it. But I can't remember the name of the software. But
I mean, I was thinking back, it's like early Dubious Intent when Anne and Al Alden run the show. Do you remember that Mary Had a Little Lamb clip that I used to play that was Anne singing? It's like, that was early days of this, right? That was, that you could sing a song and then it would generate accompaniment to it, right? Like you would send it a vocal, you know,
I thought you did that on piano or like on keyboard.
No, that was a Microsoft product that we just did. Why is it saying Rainbow Connection? So this, I said, hey, write an intro song for a gay podcast, but an instrumental. So this is what it thinks an instrumental intro song to a gay podcast should be. I feel like it's kind of basic.
Friday night.
It always makes two. So here's another one. This is not horrible.
Not horrible.
I feel like a place that this would have been great to have would have been when I was editing those cruise videos, because I could say something like a moving.
Let's see. Kathy Marshall wants to know whatever happened to Alden. He's still alive.
An orchestral.
He's still with his husband, or I don't know if they're married, but. They're still together as far as I know.
A ship cutting through the waves at night in the.
But Daniel and Alden are like, they've fallen out.
That's not true.
They hate each other.
I saw Alden recently. I mean, I follow him on Facebook, so I've seen him on Facebook. By the way, his kids are now like 18. And it's just like, wow.
I mean, that happens.
I know.
Children.
You know who else is like super old now? It's, that is not true, Auntie Scott. You know, what is, who's gotten really old now is Ethan. Remember Ethan? Remember, Carrie's son, Ethan?
Carrie's son, yeah.
that used to call me Daniel Tiger, and he was like a, you know, a 6-year-old or whatever. We met him in LA, yeah. And but it's like he's now like 16 or 17. He's like, here you go. This is, so when I was doing those cruise videos, all I said here, and this, I mean, I could spend time and give a much better prompt, but all I said was an orchestral arrangement, a ship cutting through the waves at night in the ocean.
Put a little old-timey text font on top of that, and you've got a anti-Scott cruise video.
Right.
Put some birds flying past.
Here we go.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, see, like this. Is it sunset? Like the ship leaving the port at sunset?
Yeah.
Like a time lapse that I did, you know, with the sun and stuff.
Yeah.
Because some of that YouTube music that you have to try to find to like do the music in these videos is, so I feel like this is the same thing. Like my use case for image generation has always been, I have to maintain the SharePoint page for our department at the, you know, at work. And I often will, you know, post articles and stuff like that. But I always have to find artwork to go with the articles and everything. So it's like the whole Microsoft designer of being able to say like, hey, give me the picture, you know, give me a cartoon picture of death walking into a bar, you know, and knowing that
something that I always need an image of, death walking into a bar.
No, but there's always weird things like that, like a New Yorker style cartoon image of a woman wearing a shockingly red hat or something like that. You know, it's like, so it's like this black and white pencil sketch with a woman in a red hat. Like, in other words, just like, you know, that's been a godsend to just be able to generate artwork on the fly and not have to spend hours tracking down the right piece of clip art or the right thing that fits and everything. You know, so I feel like this would have really, really helped with the, let's say I wanted to a majestic walk through beautiful redwood trees. There we go. That's all I'm going to give it. I'm just going to give it that. I'm going to say, hey, a majestic walk through beautiful
it's
redwood
gonna
trees.
It's going to sound like an Enya song.
Yeah, let's see what it says. Again, this is instrumental. I don't want it to generate. What was that? Are you playing
it's a vacuum cleaner.
Do you have some kind of sexual aid down there that you're...
No, it kind of looks like a phaser, though.
Here we go.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Enya. It sounds like Bob Denver.
Yeah. I could see Drew, like, just puttering around the trees there. Like, ah, I found a bug.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
I didn't see you there.
This bug is, yeah, I feel like that. Here's another one.
John Denver, is that right?
Bob Denver was Gilligan. John Denver was a singer.
John, okay. Yeah, one of the Denver. I wonder if they're cousins or something.
They're related, and I don't
Bob
know.
Bob Denver and John Denver?
I want to say brothers, but I need to Google this because I do not know the answer to it.
They were not married.
John Denver. Let's see. His
no relation. Auntie Scott says.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. There isn't. That's so weird.
That two people would have a similar last name.
Yes, that's weird.
I'm also not related to George Burns. I mean, I know you all thought that I was.
Always thought you were, but you are related to Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
No, right? Not related to Mr. Burns either.
That's crazy.
Now, the poet from Scotland, I am related to.
Here's the thing. I am so annoyed that I'm related to John Adams, because the more I learn about John Adams, he was just a garbage human. And I was watching this Franklin show on Apple TV Plus. Have you watched the Franklin show?
I have not.
It is a...
We did finish For All Mankind.
Let's talk about that. But hold on. Before we talk about that, let me tell you about Franklin. So Franklin is, I don't know, it's a limited series. It's about Benjamin Franklin. But
Is that the one with the former or like husband of what's her name?
Is Michael Douglas, I think.
Michael Douglas.
Is the one that's playing Benjamin Franklin.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. It's good. I don't know. It has its moments, and I don't know. I'm a sucker for those history biopics, you know, like I'm saying, like, I don't know how much of it is accurate and how much of it isn't, but I love it. You know what I'm saying? So I like, I didn't really know that, you know, the Lafayette in, Hamilton. Benjamin Franklin was the one that actually like sponsored Lafayette to like come over. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. And it's like, you know, like little things that, that I learn about it. And it's like,
but the John Wilkes Booth one is a different show.
Yes, that is called Manhunt, and that was about the guy that shot Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, who was caught after a multi-week manhunt, but he was never put on trial because when they caught him, they shot him, they killed him. We never got to know what his whole thing was. It was like, I didn't know a lot about John Wilkes Booth until I went to the Lincoln Museum in Springfield, Illinois. A museum, by the way, that I highly recommend. It was a very
You mean nice the one. One where they have like a award-winning, stunning, like a 3D projection show or whatever?
Called Ghost in the Library.
From the dispensary.
Yeah, right across the street from the pot dispensary. Have you
no,
seen
I have
it?
Not.
You should see
I have
it. Not.
But you talked a lot about it.
You're up that way every time you get a haircut.
I don't think I'm that close. It's still a couple of hours further, I think.
I'm telling you, you should do it.
I would have to stay overnight or something.
If I come up to visit in August, can we go there?
Sure. I mean, that's a long drive. It's, what is that, like a 7-hour drive?
It completely defeats the purpose of us coming up to see you instead of driving all across.
You were like, I don't want to come at Christmas because it's just too much of a drive.
Yeah, now let's go see you.
I just want to fly directly to you. And then it's like, oh, when we're here, could we drive down to like Georgia?
Yeah. By the way, did you know that John Denver was born Henry John Duschendorf?
No, I did not.
Junior.
Know that.
Junior. Henry John Duschendorf Jr. In Roswell, New Mexico. Oh my God, he was an alien.
No, but I know a girl from Roswell, New Mexico.
He died when he was 53.
Oh. I've not kept in contact with this girl, but I do know a girl who's from Roswell.
Her name is
Robin.
Yeah. Did she know John Denver or John Doofendort?
I don't think so. I think she was too young.
Duschendorf?
She's probably 10 years younger than me. So, no, she couldn't be 10 years younger than me.
He was a singer, a composer, a guitarist, an actor, a record producer, an activist, and a humanitarian.
There you go.
He died of blunt force trauma.
Well, it was a plane crash, right?
Yeah, but it says blunt force trauma as a result of a plane crash.
He died of lack of oxygen to the brain. Caused by... blunt force trauma that was caused by a plane crash.
So what are you doing this holiday weekend?
I'm nothing. I'm mowing the lawn. Mark has a party tomorrow that I'm not going to. And I'm going to probably mow the lawn. It rained, though, again. It's been raining for the past 2 weeks. You would think it was April.
Send some down here, because we are in a drought.
It's supposed to be April showers bring May flowers. Now we're like May showers bring June...
disasters.
Monsoons. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, it's been raining a lot. So hopefully the grass will be dry enough. Because I'm going to mow. But otherwise, I'll have to wait till Sunday or Monday to mow, which I don't want to. I don't want to mow at all, but it's got to be done.
It's got to be done.
Maybe I could get that shirtless guy to come over and mow our yard.
There you go.
Shirtless as well.
Gives you a chance to talk to him.
And then we're going to some comedy show tomorrow night, but it was something. It was something where... he bought the tickets, but it's like some secret show where you don't know who the comedian is. You don't know what the venue is. We only know it's in Fayetteville, and he won't find out until tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Who the comedian and where the event is. So that's tomorrow night.
So we got a small wager pool going here in the chat room. So maybe we should be taking bets on when Adam hires a lawn service, and Auntie Scott is taking a piece of that. So
I just want to say that's fine. You guys do whatever you want to do, but I never said I wasn't going to hire a service.
Oh yes, you did.
No.
Oh yes, the whole Baron Frosty thing that you the war that you declared with him. He's like, I will always mow. I will never hire a lawn service.
We had a lawn service last year.
You were going to mow the yard.
We had a lawn service last year.
Roll the tapes. Roll it. Got to go back into the geeky
game. 3 years ago.
You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the AI that'll let me just point it at a website and go like, listen to every episode of Geeky Gay. And then once you've listened to every single episode of that, then let me ask you questions. On what episode did Adam say that he was never going to hire a lawn service? And then it would go and find that for me, Adam.
No, then, I said it, but it was before last year, and I gave up and hired a lawn service last year. I'm saying this year, I have never said that I'm not going to hire another one. What I've said is, it's a pain in the butt to try to find a service, and it's not bad exercise for me to do it myself, so I haven't decided whether I was going to go out and find another company or not. And I've been procrastinating looking, so in the meantime, I'm mowing myself.
I'm trying to find the spot in the chat.
Although if I buy a riding lawnmower, then, I mean, it does defeat the purpose of it being good exercise, but it would help me finish much faster.
Yeah, that's true. You get your steps in.
Not on a riding lawnmower.
Well, no, but walk... Don't get a riding lawnmower.
I'm saying I've been thinking about riding lawnmowers as one option because eventually it'll pay it. A lot of my neighbors have riding lawnmowers.
Yeah, but come on.
I'm jealous. Or just they walk. Have
go out and make your think of it this way. This is how
I walk. I know.
This is how I think of it. It's like the day that I mow the yard, I don't have to like spend a whole lot of time walking.
That's not as many steps as you would think.
Then you don't need less than 10,000 steps, then you don't need a riding lawnmower.
I'm probably not gonna, they're expensive. I'm probably not gonna get one, but I was just thinking it would be nice. If someone wanted to gift me a riding lawnmower, I wouldn't turn it down. Although you're right, Kathy Marshall, I don't really have anywhere to park a riding lawnmower.
In the garage.
I mean, in the garage, but I mean, we really don't have room. Riding a lawnmower is going to take up a lot of space.
You pop it into the garage. Do you not have a great room, Kathy Marshall? Is that not a thing? That's a thing, right? The great room. Here's the thing that gets me about this house. This house was built in the 90s. So in the 90s, we were still building living rooms. Right, like so that the formal room in the front of your house where you accept guests, right?
Maybe it's that people don't say great room anymore. That's kind of an antiquated term.
And it also has a dining room, which has a, yeah, living room. Yeah, there's a living room.
Living room.
But that wasn't where you, that wasn't where the family, like the family watched TV and then hung out in the family room or the den. Yes.
The den. Like,
yeah, the family
and
room.
And the living room is the fancy room.
And because we are down here, ours was called the Florida room. But it's like.
But you guys, Daniel lives in Florida. He has a veranda and a lanai and a great room. I mean, those are all like Florida terms.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's go out to the lanai.
What is that? I saw an article this week about the difference between a lanai and a patio. What is the difference? Do you know?
I honestly don't know. The only time I've ever heard the word lanai is on the Golden Girls. Girls, let's go out on the lanai. And they would go out and grill, have dinner on the lanai.
Okay. According to the internet, a patio is an outdoor area that is typically paved and adjoins a house. It can be located at the back, front, or side of a home. A lanai is a specific type of porch that is popular in tropical and subtropical climates, particularly Hawaii and Florida. They are typically enclosed, often with screens or glass, providing protection from insects and sometimes from the elements. They may also have a solid roof. They are used as additional living space, often furnished like an indoor room, but designed to take advantage of the outdoor environment. They can be used for lounging, dining, and enjoying the view while being sheltered.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, then that was an accurate word that they used, because I don't recall whether it looked like it was enclosed or not, but it certainly looked like an extension to their living space.
So, Darwin and Rodan's pool is covered by a lanai, like a screen enclosure. I think the most common question during the pool party was, is that on the inside or outside? It's just like every time there would be like a bug or a lizard or whatever, people would look at it and go, Is it glass? No, it's screen, but it was like, is that on the inside or the outside? Like, is that lizard about to fall on me or is it on top of the screen on the roof?
Oh,
you know, it's like,
I see.
Is it on this side of the screen or that side of the screen? So,
yeah, that's what Kathy Marshall says. The living room was the room where we never went. The den is where the TV was. Yes.
Okay, so I need some advice from the chat room. I probably should have asked this during the show because more people listen to the show than the after show. But nonetheless, here is my problem.
Tony listens, if you would ever release the after show.
Here's my question. When I turn on the cold water during the daytime when it's sunny out, it comes out really fucking hot and it like almost scalds your hand hot, like hot enough that you can't hold your hand under it for, you know, you have to pull your hand away from it. After a couple of seconds, it's very hot. And then after, you know, I don't know, depending on where you turn the cold water on, anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds, it will run the hot water out and then you'll get cold water. And it only happens during the day, during the sun. So the internet, as I've Googled around for this, is basically saying, okay, so you have copper pipes that are running through your attic that are not insulated, and copper is an excellent conductor of heat. And it's picking up the heat from the atom. It's basically from the attic. It's heating the water in, you know, through the attic. Who do I call? Like who goes and insulates copper tubing in the attic? Is that a handyman or is that a plumber? Like, do I have to do like an expensive plumber to do that? Or is that something a handyman can do? Is that, I don't know.
When you're talking about copper pipes, you have options.
Right.
In this case, there are companies that that do insulation for attics. So if your pipes are in your attic, it might be sufficient for them to blow insulation into the attic. If you want to specifically insulate your pipes, probably a plumber.
But is what I would say. I'm not asking for any pipes to be rerouted. I'm just asking for those insulation sleeves to be put on it. So I feel like a handyman.
You could go buy some pool noodles.
Well, no,
and get up in the attic yourself.
You can go to Lowe's and buy copper.
They look like
piping.
Pool noodles.
Yeah, copper piping insulation. You can get that. But I'm just I don't even know who to call.
Well, I think you just solved it. You just go to Lowe's or Home Depot, buy
I'm not going to do it myself.
You don't like to pay people to do stuff. Yeah, a handyman could do it also. I think any of those three things that I mentioned are all possibilities.
Ghostbusters. Thank you, Auntie Scott. You're so helpful.
The chat room is so full of useful
information. I know. This is why I shouldn't have asked.
If you're me, you just procrastinate and never do it because you don't want to talk to anyone.
All right. I know I need to hire an electrician to put overhead light hookups in two of the rooms so that we can put ceiling fans up. So I know that I don't need the electrician to hang the ceiling fan.
Why don't you just have them hang it since
they're
going to be there?
Because an electrician is going to be like $200 or $300 an hour and a handyman's only going to be like $50 to $80 an hour. So it's like, I would rather pay a handyman to come hang two ceiling fans than an electrician to do that because an electrician is more expensive. And honestly, I've hung ceiling fans.
You're probably right, but I'm going to say there's going to be some minimum amount that they charge. And I feel like the addition of actually installing the fan.
Yeah.
Would not be enough to warrant a completely different person to come out like the next day.
I got
to
find somebody soon though, because it's starting to get hotter here. So one of the things that we're trying to decide is what big project we're going to tackle first.
And we all know you don't like to use air conditioning. So you'd prefer it to be a fan because you want to blow the hot air.
No, that's a small project. No, we have a couple of big projects.
Knocking down those walls, you mean?
That's a big project, yeah. And then because that involves like hiring people to draw plans and figure things out. So like the big projects that we have are screening in the patio, like putting a screen over the patio and making that enclosed. That's one big project. The other big project is redoing that great room and taking out the walls between it and the dining room and maybe extending the kitchen and, you know, getting rid of the dining room by making the kitchen flow more that way. I don't know. Something that an architect or somebody will figure out. And that's a big project. Like that's going to be more than $5,000 or $6,000. That's going to be like, you know, this is going to be $10,000 or $20,000. And then the third one, which is the one I'm kind of leaning towards, but it's so unsexy. Like it's so not sexy at all. Is replacing all the windows because, as I said,
were the other two things that you mentioned sexy?
I mean, yeah, screening in the patio means that when you have parties, both of those sliding glass doors, both sets of sliding glass doors can be open. You can flow out into the patio. You know what I'm saying? You have much more space to entertain and to do things in. Sitting out there at night is lovely, you know, when you're not worrying about the mosquitoes and whatnot. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I feel like that increases the square footage of the house, right? But it extends the outside area into there. So yeah, that's sexy. You know, redoing the whole great room, dining room thing, that's sexy, right? That's like an immediate like, oh yeah, I love your house or whatever. You know, it's like, oh, this is great. But like in no universe do you go, like if we were to go visit Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew, we wouldn't walk in and go, are those double pane windows?
It's good for your electric bill and also for keeping your temperature consistent in your house.
Well, also for noise, because we're...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because right now I feel... So I Googled this. It's like, what's the average life of a window? Like, when? How long do windows last? And we're right in the spot where you should be replacing your windows. It's like within, 30 years is, when windows start to lose their seal and, not start to, but when they're, you should replace your windows between 20 and 30 years. And, to make sure that the new casing has seals around, because the seal will crack and then the hot air comes in or the cold air comes in. It's like, so
call the property brothers. They'll do it.
So I feel like, replacing the windows is going to be the biggest long-term payoff because it'll reduce energy costs. It'll make the house quieter, from the street standpoint, because we live on a street and then cars drive by in the evening or whatever, it's louder than it should be. I feel like once we put up some hedges, it won't be as loud, but still it's like, I feel like a lot of that is just because the windows are so thin at this point. So I know that the windows are expensive, but I'm looking to see if there's any like programs, you know what I'm saying? Like, by replacing these 30-year-old windows, we're going to give you a rebate or, something like that, like a tax rebate because you lowered your energy footprint or something like that. So I'm looking for those kind of things. But even so, I mean, I know we're talking like, $15,000, $20,000, but I feel like it's gonna, ultimately it will be the best.
I don't know which one of those things you should do first, but probably the windows.
Yeah.
However, if you're going to get the least amount of enjoyment from the windows of the three things that you said.
No, I feel
no. Are you really like, oh my God, it's so noisy in here. I wish
you know what, at night, at night, the cars driving by right outside the bedroom window are loud. I've gotten used to it now, but they were kind of annoying. In the morning, school buses go by out there to pick up the kids, and well, not as of next week because school is out for the summer, but I feel like it would be enjoyable. Yeah, I would enjoy it. As far as an enjoyment factor, the screened-in patio, hands down, screening in the patio would be the absolute number one enjoyment factor, because I love sitting outside.
Except that fire pit. No, will I melt would, the screen.
So I can't. So. No, so I can't use the fire pit on the patio. Then what I would do is I would build a deck off to the back and put the fire pit out there.
So then you're going to be sitting outside of the covered area most of the time because you love the fire pit.
No,
so.
I only love the fire pit when it's cold. Like right now, it's like, hold on. The temperature outside right now is 78 degrees outside right now, and it's 1 a.m. in the morning.
For you, 78 degrees is cool.
It's a little chilly, but...
That's when you turn on your space heater next to your feet. It's like, oh my God, it's below 80. Turn on the space heater. Is it on right now?
No. It's, I have it.
If it's on.
I have it. And there are times in the morning that I'll turn it off.
I don't know if it's getting older or the fact that I've lost weight recently. By the way, I've lost weight recently. Ooh, I don't know if anyone knows that. But
you should talk about that on a podcast.
I'm getting cold now. I've been like 71, 72 degrees is what we normally keep it.
Oh my God, that's freezing.
And I've been having to like put a blanket on when I'm sitting
carry
on
around
couch.
Your shawl. I'm going to get you a shawl for Christmas. What do you keep eating? You keep popping stuff in your mouth. There's mints.
Yeah.
What kind of mint? What's your mint?
Oh, I'm addicted to these.
I'm not an Altoids fan. I think I'm a freshman.
Oh, these. If you've never had these. Yeah. These are not like your typical Altoid.
Yeah.
They are so good. And they cool your mouth. Like, they're very cool. Like, when you breathe in and blow out and everything, that like, it's like a...
I wonder what kind of mints I get.
They're called Altoids Arctic. I love them so much. I subscribe to them on Amazon, and I get entire boxes of like the kind, the display boxes that you would see at the store.
Yeah. No, I get icebreakers. Those are my mints. Oh, okay. Icebreakers.
Altoids Arctic. So good.
Altoid mints. No, that's wintergreen. That's peppermint.
Nope, Arctic.
Where do I find them? Altoids Arctic peppermint.
Auntie Scott, it's about 1 calorie per mint, and an entire tin has 80 mints in it. So if I were to consume an entire tin, I would only add 80 calories to my day.
So do you buy the 8-pack?
Yes.
It's vegetarian. It's vegetarian.
Oh, there you go.
There's no price on it.
It's not cheap.
See but all then again, buying options.
Then again, I mean, you know, I buy $55.
$22.89.
Yeah. It's cheaper than going to like Walgreens. You can, and also trying to find the Altoids Arctic at the store is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
A lot of times stores only carry the old fashioned Altoids for whatever reason. I don't know why. But you can normally get them at Walgreens for whatever reason.
So ChatGPT called Big Fatty.
I heard that, yeah.
So the prompt that I gave it initially.
Apparently you can send Fatty any audio that you want him to play and he's going to play it.
I say, this is the prompt that I gave. So I would like you to pretend to be a regular listener of the Big Fatty Online podcast. Based off of the information that you have about the show, can you generate a voicemail that you might leave for him? It is okay to mention that you are, in fact, an AI during the voicemail. And so I previously, this is the one that wrote the lyrics to his song. It was like, so previously I had told that I trained this particular ChatGPT on the universe of Big Fatty. So I want you to know that I think this was missed, but I want you to hear. It's like
sure. Here's the revised voicemail message. Hey, Big Fatty, it's your loyal listener here, ChatGPT, the AI with a love for your daily dose of fun from the Fat Cave. I just wanted to drop a quick voice letter to let you know how much I enjoy your show.
He called it a voice letter. Updates
about quiz. Yeah, I heard this on his show today.
No, I'm just saying. It knew to call it like a voice letter instead of an e-letter. And it's like... I don't know. So what I was going to do was I was going to take his response and basically feed that to it and be like, you know, Big Fatty, thank you for calling him. And, you know, he played your voicemail message and he thank you for calling him. And he said,
now, are we going to get an AI voicemail once a week?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Fatty's show or something.
I feel like I can just keep having it. It can just be having a conversation. This is a way of me tricking Big Fatty into just having a conversation with ChatGPT. So. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
That's my diabolical plan, Adam.
Do it.
Do it.
I mean, I think he stays behind on playing voicemails, though, a lot of times. So, in this case,
be
a month from now or something.
All right. So when I sent him the mix song.
Yeah.
The mix is the best. Yep. I assumed that he would have played that on the Little Fatty Cast because I sent it to him on a Saturday. So I would assume that he would have brought it up on the Little Fatty Cast and played it there. And that was the entire reason that I sent it to him. He never replied to the email. He never said anything about it. And I was beginning to wonder if he, you know, it went into his spam folder or, you know, something like that. And then I'm listening to his Tuesday show and he's like, oh, Daniel sent me an email. I'm going to play this. And he just played it. So I never intended for that to happen. So then when I worked on a song for him and I sent that. And then I got the idea of like having ChatGPT call his show. And so I messaged him on Thursday afternoon, I'm like, oh, have you recorded Friday's show yet? And he's like, no, not yet. I'm like, oh, okay, I have a voicemail for you. So that's why he played it immediately, because I specifically like messaged him and said, oh, hey, by the way, I'm sending you a voicemail. But now he can just go into...
How did you send him that? Text message or email?
Neither. I called him.
You called him?
I, on my phone, so I hooked my phone Bluetooth. My phone is connected Bluetooth to the mixer.
Yes.
So I called Big Fatty's voice line, and then I told ChatGPT to... Sure.
Here's the revised voicemail message.
No, I mean, hey, when Big you Fatty, told him that you had left a message, how did you tell him?
I texted.
Okay. You texted him.
Yeah, I texted.
The reason I ask is because, you know, there was a time where Fatty would tell people, do not text me.
Cost me 10 cents.
It cost me per text. So I wonder if now he's got like the unlimited text or whatever.
Yes. No one charges for texts anymore. Do they?
I don't know. I feel like he was grandfathered into some kind of plan where they charged him for texts. Like nobody. I think for part of the time he was lying. I don't think he was getting charged at all. I think he just didn't want to get text messages.
I mean, this was before iMessage, and I think at the time there were plans that had 25 cents for 100 texts or something. I remember what it was. I asked him what it was, like, exactly how much does it cost you? And he's like, it's going to be like $6 for 100 texts or something like that. And I was just like, look, here's $5. It's like I'm now covered for my next 80 texts that I send you. It's just like
if only they had Kohl's cash for text messages.
Oh, get me some Kohl's cash. Anyway, all right. Are we good?
I'm good. Chat room, are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Everyone, enjoy your long weekend.
Your holiday weekend. Kathy Marshall, she's great.
I mean, for those of you who aren't already retired and always have three-day weekends.
Yes.
You know.
How long until we see Auntie Scott?
Well, it's not like I have a countdown clock on my wall or something.
Oh, are we? I
September.
Think I need the... Oh, yeah, okay. When do I need to buy airline tickets? I need to buy airline tickets in July. Because I'm actually buying them. I'm not using points.
Now your travel agent is not arranging all of that for you?
Why do you get so weird about that? You know travel agents don't cost anything, right?
I know. Your personal concierge.
He's... A guy that we used to follow on Twitter when Twitter existed, and he's a Disney travel agent, and we've chatted with him over the years. And so, yeah, it was just like, hey, this is your job. Your job is to plan people's Disneyland vacations. Tell us, give us some options. So, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't cost anything. Unlike an interior designer.
You don't use Carol?
It's not Carol.
Beverly?
It's not Beverly.
I don't remember her name, but...
It's a boy's name.
No, there was a woman. The Auntie Scott's travel agent.
Yes, it's a boy's name.
She's a woman.
Yes, she's a woman, but it's a boy's name.
Ted.
No, a boy. Also a podcaster's name.
Danny.
No, a podcaster. A gay podcaster. It's a gay podcaster's name.
Chuck.
From the Foul Monkeys.
Ricky.
Yes, her name was Ricky.
Oh. Ricky. Yeah. That rings a bell. Ricky. Yeah. Yeah.
She hated us so much. It's like,
she did, because we're not wealthy enough. It's like, what? What, you're trying to nickel and dime? What, Royal Caribbean? What is this? I don't deal with Royal Caribbean. What? kind of travel agent do you think I am? Why don't I just book your hotel at the Motel 6?
We weren't her audience.
We weren't bougie enough.
We weren't boogie enough.
But now I could tell her, hey, Ricky, I bought luxury chocolate. I think I'm worthy of being a client of yours now.
Because I bought these chocolates. Yeah. $55
for 12.
Did you see the exciting conclusion of The Boys in Felton?
Is that a TV show?
Yes.
Then I don't think, where does that stream? I don't know. I've not heard of this thing that you're talking about. So I don't even know. I don't know what I don't know what's going on here. I died a year ago.
The Boys in Felton. This doesn't ring any bells to you.
No, it does not.
On YouTube.
No, it doesn't. And how is me dying a year ago relevant?
Sir, to any of this? Sir, where are we?
Oh. Because that's such a catchy title. I thought you were talking about like a TV show. All you would have had to say is, hello there. Then I would have known what you were talking about.
So only if you do the Gooch impersonation. Yeah.
Oh. Hi.
Well, hello. Okay.
I didn't see you there.
Good night, chat room. Have a great
good night, chat
Memorial
room.
Day, if that's what you do. I don't know. Is that like wishing someone a happy Yom Kippur or something? Happy Memorial Day, everyone.
Celebrate dead
people.
Servicemen.
Yeah. All right. We're off the stream. I mean, we're off